one of Vermont's most influential healthcare policymakers, has passed away. Cornelius Kahn Hogan died Sunday. He was 77. He made it possible for virtually all young people in Vermont to have healthcare coverage, and he strengthened programs to improve the lives of children and families. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Kahn Hogan has had an enormous impact on the people of Vermont and the state's healthcare system. He strongly influenced the policies of former Governor Howard Dean when he served as the head of the Human Services Agency between 1991 and 1998. He was also a founding member of the Green Mountain Care Board and served on that panel for 6 years. Dean says Hogan brought, quote, an outcomes-based approach to many state government programs.
I think he was really the most extraordinary public servant of our time. He was very progressive, but he had a business mind. So everything had to be documented. Everything had to be paid for. He was just an incredible person to work with.
Hogan began his government career as a prison guard and later became corrections commissioner under former Governor Richard Snelling. He then left state government in the 1980s to run International Coins and Currency in Montpelier. When Snelling became governor once again in 1990, he asked Hogan to be his Secretary of Human Services. In the summer of 1991, Snelling died, and Lieutenant Governor Howard Dean became governor, and one of his first acts was to ask Hogan to stay on in his cabinet. In that first year, they worked together to expand Dr. Dinosaur, a program that provided health insurance coverage to virtually every uninsured child in Vermont.
He played a significant role in a very big expansion that we did of insurance to cover all children thanks to a Medicaid waiver from Bill Clinton, and more importantly, to get rid of pre-existing conditions. I mean, that happened in 1992.
Dean says another top priority of Hogan's was the creation of special programs to improve services for young children. It was known as Success by Six.
You could see the number of foster care placements for kids under 12 dropped dramatically. Sexual abuse dropped dramatically. Physical abuse of children dropped dramatically because of Success by Six.
Al Gobet is Vermont's current Human Services Secretary. He served with Hogan for 6 years on the Green Mountain Care Board, which is charged with containing health care costs. Gobet says Hogan's life was dedicated to improving the lives of children and families in Vermont.
I mean, I think he literally woke up every single day thinking, how can I make somebody else's life better? I mean, every day. And that just leaves a legacy that's just tremendous.
Gobet describes Hogan as a person who had very strong opinions on a number of issues, but he would always listen to other points of view.
But you know what? He was an advocate for things, but he was always willing to listen to other people and other views. And, you know, he could be a tough man, but he was always civil.
Hogan was a passionate advocate for the adoption of a universal access, government-financed healthcare system in Vermont, sometimes referred to as a single-payer system. Since leaving state government in 1999, Hogan was a widely recognized international healthcare consultant. At a healthcare forum sponsored by V.T. Digger in 2009, Hogan said he thought the single-payer approach could work in Vermont.
I work now and have worked in places that have universal coverage and versions of single-payer, many versions. Based on what I've seen, it would seem to be a no-brainer, but it's not. And it could work here.
In 2002, Hogan ran for governor as an independent candidate and received roughly 10% of the vote. Hogan had another passion, bluegrass music. For the past 40 years, he and his wife Jeanette were part of a band known as Cold Country. He played banjo, she played bass, and they both sang. They played at music festivals throughout the Northeast and for many years hosted a special music picnic at their farm in Plainfield. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel.